This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJ V Show. Dougie is out today. He's taking a well-deserved vacation day. Rich McFadden is in for him.
Says you, right.
Well-deserved place, slacker.
Slacker.
I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen here as well. And, guys, this story kind of got me right in the gut. Colin Kaepernick, right? He's the guy, if you didn't know, is on the 49ers who saved his rear end in his career because he was just weeks away from being cut from that team by deciding to kneel during the national anthem. And he started a huge dialogue in the country about whether or not this was appropriate, of course, within the NFL, NFL fans. And his team somehow was sort of roped into keeping him because of all this controversy. Does that seem about fair, a fair statement, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, because he basically said, if you fire me, you're racists.
Right. He painted it that way.
So then they're like, now we're back in the corner, and now we can't fire the guy because then we look like racists.
That's right. So
a horrible quarterback, but, you know.
He was let go. After the season last year, he was let go by the 49ers. He's been looking for another job in the NFL. It has not come to him. So over the weekend, a Chicago Tribune columnist sort of went no holds barred. She bared her feelings about America in a piece about Colin Kaepernick, of course, who not only knelt for the national anthem for political reasons. He said it was racist, but he said he was protesting police brutality toward African Americans. Asking why Colin Kaepernick cannot find a new spot in the NFL, this writer, Diana Goetz, asked, what's worse in the eyes of the NFL, players beating women or kneeling for the national anthem? Answer, kneeling. She went on to say, quote, the Star-Spangled Banner is a pompous battle number. And she went on to say, although admitting that it had signatures of 5 million Americans when it was approved as the national anthem in 1930, she said it wasn't until 1942 in our entry into World War II that it was played on loudspeakers daily before games. And she criticized the NFL marketing itself with this narrow authoritarian version of patriotism. She said, support the troops, salute the flag, shut up, and play football. So what do you guys make of all this? This writer now saying, I mean, really being critical of the Star-Spangled Banner, what it stands for, calling it pompous. But then I think what was most interesting is saying that the NFL lets men who beat women back into the league, where Colin Kaepernick is having a more difficult time. You think that's a fair statement, Victoria?
Totally accurate. And that's not even like an opinion. That's a fact, that there are so many people in the NFL who have had domestic violence charges against them, and the NFL either looks the other way or they give them a slap on the wrist and they're back. And so she's absolutely right about that. Where I think she's wrong, don't blame the anthem. The anthem is not the problem. There are a lot of problems in this country, but blaming the playing of the national anthem is totally off base. And I totally disagree with her on that. Now, there are issues with police brutality. Yes, there's issues with racism, of course. But for her angle to be that the anthem is somehow the problem is ridiculous.
You know, one of my takes on this, and she is ridiculous. The anthem is a great thing. It's our national anthem. I was sitting there at my local community pool dive meet the other day, watching all of these kids and everybody. We all look at the flag and we all salute the flag and hold your hand. You get a little 5-year-old kid holding their hand on their heart as the national anthem plays. And even people who weren't participating in the dive meet, who were just there at the pool, would stand up for the anthem, put their hand over the heart, and look at the flag.
Right.
And I just sat there and I thought to myself, and I was like, how nice that something brings us all together. I'm sure there are people that don't agree with it, that think that the country does things that are not fair to them. Okay, great. But you know what? For 90 seconds, we can all come together and shut up about our disagreements and just agree that hey, listen, for all of its foibles, it's the best place to live on the earth, right?
Yeah, do you want to wake up anywhere else?
Right, yeah. Where else would you rather be sitting there saluting the flag? Cuba?
Right.
You know, Venezuela? Please. So, I disagree with that. But where I always get caught here is entertainers. And that's and athletes. And athletes are nothing more than entertainers. I don't want you to tell me what I'm supposed to think. I don't want you to tell me how I'm supposed to feel. All I want you to do is go out on that field and play a great football game or run out on that stage and sing. And I know that I'm a jerk for saying this. People are going to go, you know, they are their people too. But you know what? You don't get to use that as a pedestal.
You know what, though? I agree to a certain point, but I feel like that is changing now because we're talking about The Rock possibly running for president, and we're talking about Kid Rock running for the Senate, and Donald Trump is our president now. So at what point do you stop being an entertainer and go,
right.
you know,
it's
and
true.
Become a politician? Or at what point does your...
if you're going to run for office, they have every right to run for office.
Right.
And if you're going to run for office...
So once you're elected, then your opinion
But
matters.
You know what? Yeah. So now I have to, like, I have to flip the switch. Okay, Bruce Springsteen, still love your music, whatever. Eddie Vedder, all right. I'll go see Pearl Jam every time they come to town, but I'll have to sit there and listen to Eddie Vedder. You know, give me his personal.
Yeah, from a business perspective, it just doesn't make a lot of sense
right.
when because you're isolating. I mean, I always think back to Ed McMahon, who was the sidekick of Johnny Carson and one of the great hosts in show business, and he made it a point never to let anybody know his politics because he said you'll isolate 50% of the crowd because at any given time in this country we're split down the middle. You know, there's Republicans and Democrats and conservatives and progressives and whatever it is, you're isolating people when you make that. So I think from a business standpoint, it is silly when you have a lot of political posturing in pop culture. But I think what, you know, with the NFL, and I think this lady is wrong and she's trying to mislead people, is that this article makes it seem like the NFL somehow punished Colin Kaepernick, which is simply not true. Colin Kaepernick only received punishment from consumers in this country, and that's what makes this country so great, is that if you don't like something on TV, or if you don't like a radio program, or if you don't like a certain brand or what they stand for, you don't have to consume it. And so the NFL didn't do anything about Colin Kaepernick. What happened is that people were booing him because they didn't like what they were seeing. So I think she's wrong in trying to make it seem like the NFL was punishing people for kneeling when they weren't punishing people for beating their wives. I think the NFL's been doing a poor job. I mean, the fact that people get to kill dogs and abuse women and then go right back in and have a career, that doesn't seem great. I'm not defending that. But, to make it seem like the NFL was somehow punishing Colin Kaepernick is also not fair.
What's wrong with us that not only does the NFL not punish people for doing those things, but that the consumers aren't punishing those people for doing those things. Like,
and that's
how have we ruined Colin Kaepernick's career for kneeling for the national anthem, but we haven't ruined other people's careers for beating their wives in a
right.
Well, I don't know. Ray Rice isn't working anywhere. That guy.
That's right.
That's one example, though. You know what?
It is one example, but hopefully it's the first example. And you know, the only reason.
Yeah,
it's
but
one
look at
example,
Greg Hardy. Since that was long after Ray Rice.
There's no video of Greg Hardy. There's video of Ray Rice beating his wife in an elevator.
That's the one reason he's out.
And that's the difference, yeah.
Right. That's it. That's literally the difference.
And that's just it. It becomes about consumerism more than I think anything else at this point. But for Colin Kaepernick to say that the NFL ruined his career, I also think is really out of line because this was a guy
who started off
really strong. He had a horrible career. His team was going to cut him, and then he pulled this nonsense. I don't really believe that he was actually taking that knee in some sort of, you know, grand gesture of protest. I believe that he was looking for a way to make himself stand out and to become a headline again, because you think the timing of it was a little smelly? I think it smelled funny. He knew he was on his way out. He started kneeling. He started getting attention, and he was able to play out a season. So if anything, this move, the NFL didn't do anything to ruin him. The NFL actually extended his career by a season.
Every one of these college quarterbacks that comes out that's so good at scrambling in college, I'll give him credit because he extended his career. He had a good 3, 4, 5 years before it just everybody figured him out. Poor RG3, I mean, he's 3 years and done. It just doesn't work in the NFL. And, you know, be grateful for what you had.
Yeah, I mean, he knew the end was near because he put his house up for sale halfway through the season. So he didn't know how long this little charade was going to last.
That's funny.
The charade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, TV news in the focus. Next, it is the DJ V Show at 16 minutes past the hour.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text food or comida to 877-877.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
17 minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Doug is out today, vacationing in sunny California. Rich McFadden is in with us today, joining me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. And, guys, it's time for the TV report. Last night, I know the big buzz was all about Game of Thrones. Does anybody, you watch it, Kara? Is that right?
Yeah, I watch it with my eyes half closed half the time, and then I watch the rest of it when there's not, like, lots of blood and guts.
Without spoiler alerting it, give us the sneak peek of the newest season.
Well, they were basically just wrapping up some of the loose ends from last season. A lot of people died in the first couple minutes, but it's okay. It was vindication for something that happened earlier and a few seasons ago. And I found out, it's a little bit of a spoiler alert, but there are websites everywhere talking about it. There's a character who, at the end of season 3, basically rode away in a boat by himself, and we haven't seen him for 4 seasons. He just disappeared. Nobody knew if he was alive or dead, but apparently he is coming back this season, and I'm very excited because he is cool and also very attractive. So,
all right. And, Victoria, what's on TV tonight? We've got some Bachelorette news, right?
Tonight is the night that Rachel takes or goes home to the hometown dates with her final, is it 4 guys, Kara?
Four guys.
Right. She's got 4 guys left, and one of them from the previews has a very eccentric father who apparently lives in sort of some makeshift Hindu hut.
He's a white guy with a very large beard and a turban in Aspen, so that's pretty interesting.
So that'll be really interesting. And I think also Rachel's family gets involved and gets to meet the guys, and they share some opinions that I don't think Rachel wants to hear. If you're not into The Bachelorette, who knew? From the desk of Is This Still On? K+8 is brand new tonight at 10 p.m. on TLC. Ooh. Who knew this was still on? I didn't.
It's back. Who knew? Are the kids like 20 so far?
They must be, right? So apparently tonight, spring break takes Kate and her kids to Vermont for a week on the slopes, skiing lessons and all that good stuff.
Who goes skiing for spring break?
Well, there's a little bit of spring skiing left.
Spring skiing is great. How does Kate afford to take 8 kids skiing in Vermont?
They all have to share one set of skis.
Right. I'm going to be watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta on the
VH1. That's a good one.
That's also on tonight. That's new.
Right up my alley.
Right up your alley. I know. I don't even know what I watch on Mondays anymore. I'm still watching. I like caught up on Designated Survivor. I'm catching up on Once Upon a Time. All my shows from last year, I'm actually catching up with this summer. All right. It is 21 past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. The
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
In my mind is for sale, it's all been subdivided.
23 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Fast forward to DJV show. We've lost the J and we've lost the D, but the V is here with the C and the R. I am Rich, and that's Kara over there pushing the buttons, listening to putting all that music in your ears right now. We're going to do New Music Monday. This is a segment where we get to listen and laugh at Doug because he has absolutely no clue of any of this music that we're playing. And every now and then he goes, oh, I like that. But most of the time he goes, eh. It's not Motown.
Right.
It's not this. It's not that.
Not the Moody Blues.
Right. So we're going to rename this the Crotchety Old Man segment for Doug Steffen. But until then, we get to enjoy it. You get to enjoy it with us. So let's go through three new songs this week. What do we got there, Victoria?
Well, this is Jack Johnson. This song is called My Mind is for Sale. It's from the new album All the Light Above It 2, which is due out September 8th, and it's available now on pre-order. And this is Jack Johnson hasn't had new music in a while, but he's staying true to his happy-go-lucky kind of sound.
Saw him in concert once with somebody in New Orleans. Fell asleep. Totally boring. Really boring.
So Rich is our Doug today.
Yeah,
Rich is totally being Doug already.
When it comes to Jack Johnson. Now, here's one that Doug would like. Go to Doug's favorite here, Kara, if you could, because I know he's going to miss. Loves him some Coldplay.
I also hear he loves Big Sean, so.
Yeah.
All right, what's the story with the Coldplay?
Well, this is called Miracles, Someone Special, and like you said, it features Big Sean. It's from the new EP, Kaleidoscope. It's a five-track continuation of their latest album, Head Full of Dreams, which, of course, they're still touring on from almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
so this was kind of, they needed, I think this was, they're big on B-sides, which is not something a lot of bands still do, but they always tend to do that, so.
I respect that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
My only problem with Coldplay, I mean, they're fine, they're good. I'm not a huge fan of them. But what's Chris Martin, the lead singer?
Yeah.
Whenever he's singing, he always looks like he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
He always looks like he's trying to go to the bathroom when he's on stage and singing. Like, yeah.
Well, right. I've seen them numerous times in concert, and it is... one of the best shows that you can possibly see. Even if you don't think you like Coldplay or if they're just sort of like okay to you, if you see them live, they have a U2-like quality that their live performance will just totally win you over.
I respect them.
A great, great concert.
Yeah, I do respect them because they're, I mean, they've been around. They've stood the test of time.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, what's our third song here for New Music Monday?
Our number one song this week is K.D. Lang, Constant Craving. This is the MTV Unplugged version, and this is from the newly remastered Ingenue 25th Anniversary Edition. It features the original 10 tracks from Ingenue, plus 10 tracks that K.D. did from the MTV Unplugged session, back when MTV played music. And this was a huge hit for her.
Yes. Cool.
She has such an amazing voice.
That's a good clean sound. I like this.
You know this song, right?
Yep, yep. So, this begs the question then, because I haven't turned on MTV in 20 years since Beavis and Butthead ended. What is MTV doing now? Is it all reality
like 16
shows?
And Pregnant and some other stuff. I'd heard that they were thinking about going back to videos, though, that they were trying to get back to that. So.
Yeah, they launched MTV Classic, which is, not everybody has it, but it depends on your cable provider. But they did launch that, and that has a lot of old school videos and stuff, which is really cool.
All right, well. I'll tune in another 20 years when they bring music back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, what companies would suffer the most from the autonomous car? Initially, it was thought to have been rental car companies, but now they may benefit the most after investment in Avis by Waymo and in Hertz by Apple. Avis is offering support and maintenance for Waymo as they test their self-driving fleet. One of the benefits is that Avis has secured parking in almost every city in the US. Apple is doing the same with Hertz. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show with the RCV.
I think it's CRV. We're like a CRV, car, right? Yeah, like a well-motored machine.
Kara, yeah. Rich, and Victoria here with you. Doug is out playing with the grandkids today in California, and so just having a little bit of fun. So here we're with you. Victoria and Kara and I are going to be all over the spectrum. We're going to go from Charles Manson to the Vatican. In the next few minutes. So you don't want to miss how we make this transition from Charles Manson to the Vatican. You got to stick around and hear that. So what's going on with Charles Manson? What's going on with that wackadoodle today?
Well, what's his name? I'm blanking his name. Quentin Tarantino is making a new movie, apparently, and he's said to be in the final stages of finalizing the script. So he is going to take on the Manson family murders or the Manson Project or whatever they called it at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know who's going to play Charles Manson. However, two actresses are already meeting with him to possibly play the Sharon Tate role. Now, of course, Sharon Tate was a beautiful model and was caught up in all of this madness and was one of the victims. And so Margot Robbie, who has been in Suicide Squad and she's been in a ton of movies now, she's a beautiful blonde girl. She is in the running. And Jennifer Lawrence apparently is also in the running. The only problem, though, is Sharon Tate's sister, Deborah, and you should... I'm not going to comment on her looks, but you should Google Deborah. That's
really?
All I'm saying. Yeah, I would Google Deborah Tate. She says that if it comes down to those two, between Margot Robbie and Jennifer Lawrence, that Jennifer Lawrence can in no way win the role of Sharon Tate because she's not pretty enough. And this is coming from a very unusual-looking woman. I'll try to be nice about it. But let's just say Sharon Tate's good looks did not spread throughout the family.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, so Deborah Tate, who actually owns and manages Sharon's image and likeness and her the rights to everything involving Sharon Tate, Deborah apparently inherited that when Sharon died. So she says that Quentin Tarantino has not even reached out to her yet. So she's pretty much sniffing around. She's already been interviewed by TMZ. I think she's setting herself up for a lawsuit against Quentin Tarantino. Or she wants some sort of creative control, which he is known to not give away to anyone.
What kind of a life is that? Think about what kind of a life is that. Is that your sister is murdered and some high-profile cult murder, and that you spend your life monetizing mm-hmm. your sister's murder?
Yep. It's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, some people when they manage an estate, like the people who are behind, you know, Prince's sister, for example,
right.
she's trying to make Paisley Park into, well, they have made it into a museum. It's open on weekends now for tours. And she's trying to really preserve his legacy. But when it comes to something like Sharon Tate's murder, it was a horrible tragedy. She was, you know, unfortunately in the wrong place at the wrong time. But yeah, how do you make a life that's just centered on doing
now,
that.
Okay, but let's play the devil's advocate here. It's, what, 50 years since the murder, 40-some years since the murder, and they're still making movies about it. So is she protecting her sister's legacy, her sister's likeness, by jumping on this stuff and saying, you know, no, you will not portray my sister in that way. She was a great person. She was this, she was that. And maybe she's just doing it to protect them.
I mean, it could be. I'm not really that familiar with the whole Manson story, but how much of a role would the Sharon Tate character have in the movie?
Well, she's the one that catapulted the whole story into the media because she was a beautiful Hollywood, I guess at the time,
starlet.
Starlet, yeah. So had she not been murdered, who knows whether Charlie Manson would have ever gotten it. By the way, he's still alive.
I know.
In prison, 82 years old.
Doesn't he have cancer?
I
heard he had cancer.
Yeah, he had cancer.
He was the one who there were all those news stories about in the last couple of years, right? Because there was some girl who was like my age and who wanted to marry him.
Yeah, that's constant.
It's
constant.
That is so weird to me. I will never understand that. Who was that other? I was watching one of those murder shows where it was another serial killer who was actually kind of a handsome guy. And he had all the women followers. They had all the same.
Ted Bundy,
yeah. And then all the women followers had all the same long dark hair with big gold hoop earrings. That was apparently like who he liked to murder. So they would all show up dressed like that, trying to become his girlfriend in court.
And the two brothers who killed their parents.
Oh, the Menendez brothers.
Yeah, I think that they're going to do a true crime story on those brothers too. And I think they had the same thing where they were attractive, and so women were like obsessed with them. Oh, come on.
That is so
bizarre.
You know,
what is going on with people?
Ashley Madison, there are a ton of other dating websites. Use those. Don't go for the serial killers.
I wonder if there's anybody who's actually done a report, a study on people who go and want to marry people who are in prison for some kind of famous crime or twisted crime.
They're, I mean, you know,
those people should be locked up.
Oh yeah, did you ever see Making a Murderer?
No.
The Stephen Avery story, that is, if you like true crime stuff, it is really good. They're actually adding on to the story now because he's trying to appeal. But he's now engaged to a woman that he never met who saw the documentary and then became like his pen pal in prison. And so now he's engaged to her. It's just so weird that women are attracted to men behind bars.
Good Lord.
I like my men to have a little freedom to take me to happy hour and
Well,
brunch.
I guess it's a good strategy if you don't, if you want to be married to someone but you don't actually want to spend any time with them, then this is
right.
a great way to go
right.
because they're in jail, so
you're
never going to actually...
Yeah, but what do you get out of it? What do you, conjugal
right.
visits?
I don't
what
know.
Else?
I mean, Charles Manson probably isn't even allowed to have visitors, right?
I can't even imagine that he would be allowed to have visitors, right?
Is he still writing all that awesome poetry?
Who knows?
He's tried to publish so many poetry books.
Maybe if you marry one of these guys and they're super famous, then you get to be in charge of their estate. And when they eventually die or someone makes a movie about them or something, then maybe you can make bank off of it. I don't know why else you would do it.
All right. So let's see how we do this transition from Charles Manson and all of the craziness that follows his life into the Vatican. What's going on at the Vatican today?
Our daily Vatican report.
Right, exactly.
Well, interestingly, you know, everyone seems to really love the new pope, and although he's not new really anymore, but everyone keeps calling him the new pope. He's been very vocal about a lot of different things, and apparently gluten is now one of them.
Really?
Sounds ridiculous. But this is becoming a big problem. This is not necessarily as big of a problem in Europe as it is in the U.S., but people who have gluten sensitivities, who are Catholics, can't receive Holy Communion without having some sort of a reaction from the wafer. And so now people with celiac disease and any other kind of, like, you know, gluten allergy, it's basically an allergy to wheat. The wheat that's in the unleavened bread apparently is a very low percentage compared to leavened bread, but it still has gluten in it. And the Vatican had to actually issue a statement about this over the weekend, affirming an existing policy that they will never go gluten-free. And the reason for that is that I guess because of the original scripture about the wafer or the host, if you're Catholic, is what it's called, it has to have a certain amount of wheat in it in order to make it unleavened bread. There's a percentage of it. And so they say that now low gluten hosts or partially gluten-free are what they're using, and that's still valid. However, if people really need a total gluten-free experience in church, that they're telling them to stick to the wine, and that's it.
Give me a break.
I know, and the Church of England has taken a similar position. They will not deem gluten-free breads acceptable forms of the wafer. And the Vatican actually also approved the use over the weekend of something called mustum. It's a grape juice in which fermentation has begun, but they suspend it before it reaches the alcoholic level. So this is for people who are, you know, recovering alcoholics or people who can't tolerate alcohol. They now have a non-alcoholic version of the wine.
You know what? See that in 500 years there will be like some hippie version of the Catholic Church where it's all like gluten free, man, and you know it's all organic and everything is going to be totally like safe for everyone.
Well, I mean, you know, the Vatican says that they will never allow truly gluten-free altar breads, which means stuff that's made from rice, potato,
right.
or tapioca, in
so
you know, replacing
other
flowers.
It's going to be Catholic hippie.
Yeah, the gluten-free.
Yeah, all the celiacs, all the Catholic celiacs are going to get together and create the whole new, like, spawn off a different version of Catholicism.
Right. I mean, I always just, you know, I always thought it was odd when I was a kid. I was baptized Catholic, and drinking out of the same glass as like 150 other people was never really my jam.
And we're all a bunch of wussies now. You know what? I can't eat the little wafer because it might upset my tummy. I can't drink the little bit of wine because, you know what? Man up. You're eating God's flesh and drinking his blood to show that you are dedicated to the religion. Come on now. Man up.
I think for the people who can't stomach the wine, they should just not drink it and pass it on to the next person, and then they get to drink twice as much. Yeah. That sounds like my kind of church.
I mean, church wine is pretty potent. It's a sherry mix, I think.
Fun time for us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's when you see the people getting in line for a second and fourth.
Right.
All right, so there you are. There's your Charles Manson and your Catholic Church updates for you here.
Hey, we
on
did
the
it.
DJV show. It's 45 past the hour on DJV.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trent, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings. Super tasty, and to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get 4 times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to momtrends.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 past the hour. It's the DJV show with the RCCRV part of it. I'm Rich McFadden with Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan. And as promised, here's your hippy-dippy food report for today. Campbell's Soup is going to be buying organic Pacific Foods for 700 million clams, Victoria.
That is a lot of money. $700 million for Pacific Foods. So Pacific Foods, you may recognize them from grocery store shelves. Everything is a cardboard carton. They make non-dairy milk. They make hemp milk. Yeah. They make all kinds of soups. They make lots of vegetable stock and chicken stock and beef stock. All that broth, it's all organic. This is my go-to brand whenever I'm cooking. It's a great company. So I guess obviously Campbell Soup thinks so too. $700 million is a lot of money. But the company, Pacific Foods, has actually been around for 30 years. And just over the weekend, I had a few friends send me this story saying, oh, no, this is my go-to. I hope Campbell's doesn't ruin it. Well, apparently Campbell's has been buying up a lot of organic companies in the last couple of years because Campbell's own sales have dipped so dramatically that they really need a revival of the brand. And if you think about it, as people make more of a move away from processed and high-salt foods, I mean, Campbell's chicken noodle soup is a ton of sodium. A lot of it left on the shelf. And so this is a big move for Campbell's because essentially they're going from the middle of the grocery store aisle to the outer, you know, the outer aisles, which if you know anything about supermarkets and the way they're set up, that's a big move for any company that's been like the cereal aisle and, you know, the beans and soups and
all the worst stuff for you is in the middle of the
store. All the worst stuff is in the middle. And so they know that, and they know that people now know that. For a long time, shoppers never knew that. And until doctors like Dr. Oz and people like that on TV started saying, hey, you know what, shop the perimeters of the store and that's the healthiest stuff. And then eventually people caught on and all the stuff that's in the middle is just sitting there. So this is where Campbell's wants to go now.
The interesting part will be, will they rebrand Pacific Foods to be Campbell's now? Or will they leave it Pacific Foods?
I think they're going to leave it Pacific Foods. The CEO is also staying on with the company. So they need to glom onto this brand.
All right. So there's your organic food report. As promised, here it is from the DJV CRV show. It's 49, coming up on 50 past the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Past the hour on the DJB show. I'm Rich McFadden along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And Chuck Curry joins us now for his entertainment segment. And of course, this is a sad, sad day for Chuck. Chuck is a huge fan of all movies from the 70s. And one of his most favorite movies was, what is it, Dawn of the Living Dead, Night of the Living Dead? What is it, Chuck?
Well, let me just preface, George Romero, the basically the godfather of the zombie movie, passed away yesterday at the age of 77, came to fame in 1968, creating the low-budget movie Night of the Living Dead, which became a cult sensation over time. In 1978, he made the sequel, which is Dawn of the Dead, which I regard as the Gone with the Wind of all horror movies. They shot it in the Monroeville Mall in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right around, well, in Pennsylvania, outside Pittsburgh. In my opinion, the greatest zombie movie of all time. And it's also in my top 10 favorite movies of all time. It's a 10 out of 10, 4 stars out of 4 stars. It's a complete masterpiece. And then he did the third entry in that trilogy, Day of the Dead, another really good zombie film. So he made a great trilogy of zombie films.
The thing about Romero is he did everything on a budget, right? It was all campy, all kind of budget film. really, but it was very, very successful. They had a big, huge following, right?
And in terms of, like I said, in terms of, you know, The Walking Dead's massive success on AMC, a lot of it is owed to the creation of Night of Living Dead back in 1968, which kickstarted the concept of the zombie movie or the zombie in any format, which is incredible how ingrained zombies are in pop culture.
Oh yeah, I mean when I'm riding down, Route 66 in Washington D.C., one of the major highways from Virginia into Northern Virginia into Washington D.C., and I will see no less than two Jeeps riding next to me with zombie apocalypse recovery vehicle or something like that. It's everywhere.
I'll tell you a quick story. In 1968, when Night of Living Dead came out, it was evident, and Romero pretty much admitted it, that he copied a lot of the ideas from Richard Matheson's novel, I Am Legend, which dealt with vampires, except he sort of exchanged vampires for his creation of the modern zombie. Anyway, that movie gained a lot of traction at the box office and really changed the way horror was unleashed in terms of more graphic, gory violence on the big screen. Believe it or not, in 68, when people sat in theaters watching zombies eat people, it was sort of shocking because you didn't see that type of thing on the big screen
in this
country.
A lot of ketchup used in that movie.
So kudos to George Romero, who is easily in my horror hall of fame, and my 11-year-old daughters also.
All right, so we also got to talk about the passing of Martin Landau, who passed at the age of 89, from Mission Impossible on.
Yeah, I mean, primarily known for a lot of people from the TV series Mission Impossible, and also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, playing Bela Lugosi in Tim Burton's Ed Wood, which starred Johnny Depp. A really good movie, one of the best movies Tim Burton has ever made. Martin Landau also appeared in a few Woody Allen movies. A really solid actor, especially a character actor, passing away also. So we lost George Romero and Martin Landau both in the same day yesterday.
Chuck, I had a chance to see Spider-Man yesterday. Kids. I really liked it. It was a lot of fun. The kid who plays him is fresh. He's very... It's very kind of an innocent, like it's.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think what they're trying to do in the confines of the Marvel universe, the depiction works extremely well. You know, the funny thing is, it dropped off 61% week to week from its opening weekend, the biggest drop since Sam Raimi's ill-advised Spider-Man 3. Now, I don't know if that's because the opening was bigger than anticipated, but I have to believe word of mouth on the film is very solid. So let's see how it holds up in its third weekend of release. War of the Planets was number one, 56 million. Critics love it. I still go and say that I think it's a little polarized general audiences. It's very highbrow, extremely well made. The CGI is incredible, but it's very sad, very, very sad and melancholy throughout its entire running time. Still, this is well worth seeing. Despicable Me 3 plays third, 18 million. Baby Driver fourth, and The Big Sick round out the top five.
There you go. There's your top movies for the weekend. Thank you, Chucker. It's 58 past the hour on DJ TV show.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.